Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Trust God for Provision by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Genesis 16:13. My son was 5 years old, yet he was growing fast. Clothes that fit him at the start of the school year were now tight, uncomfortable, and far too short for his growing legs, only 2 months later. As I got him ready for the bus stop, I quietly prayed, "Lord, please provide for my son. We need help." I can recall that aching feeling of knowing my child was in need, but not having the means to provide it. I didn't whisper a word to anyone out of shame and continued my day. Later that day, while leaving my son's bus stop after school, I heard a neighbor calling my name. "Victoria, Victoria, I have something for you." As she approached me, she handed me 3 oversized paper bags bursting of clothes. Barely able to carry it all, she exclaimed, "I'm so sorry. I've been meaning to give this to you for weeks." Needless to say, my eyes filled with tears. Before I had even prayed the prayer earlier that morning, God had already provided for our need. He had already put our need in my neighbor's heart to bless us. Not only was my son blessed, but he had enough clothes to last him for many more growth spurts. The Lord had provided. Moments like this lead me back to His Word. He assures us that He will never leave us or forsake us. He reminds us that He owns it all and that He has limitless resources. He tells us that if we would ask anything according to His will, we shall receive it. He even knows our thoughts and inner desires. What marvelous love is this? In Genesis, we see a story of a mother who also found herself in need. Hagar, a woman who was pregnant and was being mistreated by those who should have been protecting her, was hurting, and she decided to run away. It was here that God met her. He spoke life into her situation and vision over who her son would become. In this moment, she says these words, "You are the God who sees me," and "I have now seen the one who sees me." God saw her pain. He saw her situation. He saw her need, and he saw her future. In this moment, she was reminded that she was not alone and that God would provide for every need. Today, may we be reminded that we have a God who sees us. He hears our cries for help, even the silent ones. He knows what those we care for are in need of, and it's his good pleasure to show us his goodness. May you be encouraged to seek the Lord and know that he answers. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for noticing my need. You prepare blessings for me before I even get a chance to ask. You place my name in the hearts of many and use others to bless me when hard times come. God, I thank you that I can trust you. I praise you for the provision and help in my time of need. Help me to never take you for granted or forget that you see me. Be with me and guide me closer to you in every situation. Help me to have peace and rest, knowing that you care for your creation and that I am your beloved child. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.